It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Drake's tour has started. I just saw he was in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. I was mad other people were there. But since he's coming here, we'll let it slide, okay?
Right.
And he is now another victim of this throwing the cell phone on the stage trend, which is the dumbest trend for multiple reasons.
Why?
Two, where none of us are going to get to be able to bring our phones in if you keep it up. And mm-hmm. then I'm going to kill all of you who did this.
And
three, people are getting hurt and you're going to go to jail. Four, they're not giving you your cell phone back. So you just spent $1,000.
Maybe more.
To try to get a viral video, which almost all of them, the one guy we saw, we haven't seen anybody else, but BB Rexha got hit in the face. Then Ava Max got hit.
Yeah. But Uzi's been hit.
Drake threw one
now
at him.
What I'm saying,
he
man.
Ignored it, though. It hit his arm, and he just kept going. And so I have to say, Jason Derulo said something true. He's like, basically, celebrities should not take pics when people throw their phones up. That's like one way to stop it. Is a lot of celebrities will grab them. He's like, stop doing that.
Right. But the guy that hit BB, he did it on purpose.
Yeah,
he just thought it was going to be funny. Mm. And look at him now. He's about to get messed up. And people are going to get messed up in more than one way doing that. You do that to the wrong person.
That's what I'm saying.
Homies got homies, and homies be in the crowd.
It's going to come.
Watch out. It's going to be more than the phone coming your way.
I hope Drake's crew beat his ass later. That's what I hope for. I'm just saying. Facts. What did you say? He had a hologram on stage, though?
Oh, yeah, man. He supposedly had a hologram of his younger self, sitting on stage with him. And I got a weird theory about that, man.
I think he's full of himself?
That ain't the theory. That's a fact.
To make your own hologram when you're alive is ballsy.
It was a hologram of his teen self in teen years. It was for the Chicago show. But the thing is, the hologram handed him a notebook. And now we're getting down a whole nother rabbit hole. I got the whole conspiracy that both of them are holograms and Drake wasn't even there last night.
Oh, stop. Really?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Yes, sir.
We have got another iPad today.
Can I keep this one?
No.
Why not, man?
Because somebody else gets to win it and you work here. Sorry.
Man, this is dumb.
It is, right? I agree. I concur.
Baby Sammy's using mine and Aaron's iPad basically simultaneously. This man needs his own iPad.
Kids, take all your garbage. I'm telling you.
It's terrible.
They ruin your eyes.
But nah, somebody's getting an iPad.
At 6:30, so 5 minutes away, we will give you the keyword to win that iPad. And we're going to call somebody who submitted a keyword yesterday.
Ooh.
And tell them they want an iPad.
Whereby you got an iPad?
Somebody's had a really good Friday.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that about the KISS keyword. All right. But coming up next, we never got to recap our big, big, big performance when we were on vacation.
Our debut.
Look out, everybody.
We're superstars.
Hollywood is not calling. But here we are.
Your phone didn't ring?
We're going to talk about our improv performance. And
what DZ told everybody before he told me. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
What's the word? Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Doesn't it feel good?
I got here so quick because we started on Wednesday. Best week ever, let me tell you.
It's not bad, man. Mm-hmm. I ain't mad at it. You
we
know?
Got another Kiss keyword for you coming up in less than
don't
5
worry
minutes.
About, don't tell him. Don't tell him.
It's coming up.
You already told him.
Maybe in a minute.
Or two.
What time is it? Let's just do it. It's so
right
then we
now?
Can tell our story.
Man.
Yeah. Because I want to tell the story about what you did to me at our improv
and
performance.
I'm trying to put it off because we're going to argue about this.
How could you do this to me at our improv performance?
All right, fine. Let's do the keyword.
Fine. Let's do the keyword, then we'll argue. Okay. The keyword is time. T-I-M-E. Time.
Time?
Time.
Like it's time for you to enter that Kiss keyword at 1037kissfm.com. T-I-M-E.
That's exactly what you do. You go to our website. You can see right there on the front page, it says enter the Kiss keyword to win an iPad. Stephanie in Brookfield won Wednesday's keyword. Mm-hmm. Somebody else won from yesterday who we have. I have the name. I don't want to say if it's a man or a woman. I have the name.
The name.
In my email. We're going to call that person shortly. And then now you can enter this word today.
And we might be calling you shortly after that.
Mm-hmm. The word, once again, is time. T-I-M-E. Good luck.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, let's discuss our improv performance.
That
happened while we were on vacation and what you did to me in the middle of the performance.
It was right before the performance.
It was at our halftime.
Was it at halftime? Oh, I thought it was at the beginning.
They have a halftime at our improv show, which is basically an intermission, which is fine. Even though DZ and I secretly agree intermissions, we need to be done with them. We don't like intermissions because we don't have the patience to stop a show, do something, and then start the show. I'm talking about even shows I go see in person.
We're
I don't
ADD.
Want an intermission.
We're ADD.
Disney on Ice, enough with the intermission. I know you want me to go buy another slushie for my kid, but just enough with the intermission.
Just keep the vendors coming down the aisle. We'll rock that way, okay? Let's keep this bad boy running.
Jurassic Park at the Pfizer, I don't need an intermission.
Oh, y'all need a break? Y'all got to switch costumes?
Legally Man. Blonde, I don't need an intermission when I'm at the Marcus Center. I just don't,
hire
okay?
more people. Don't be sound about petty. we don't need that.
We don't want... The intermission is a side note that we've discussed off the air.
Facts. But we were at intermission.
And DZ decided to tell our whole class that that day, an offer had been accepted on a house that they put in. So I had not seen DZ in days. And we're all sitting in this back room they gave us. There's 15 people or so in our class. And DZ's telling everybody, we got a house. And I'm sitting on the couch like, the what?
You're tripping.
I'm like.
You are tripping.
And I had this moment where I looked around and go, you guys don't even know him. And he's telling you about the house. He's my friend. You don't even know him.
Oh, that's how you feel about it. That's how you feel about it, huh?
You told everybody at improv that you got an accepted offer on a house before you told me.
Well, let me tell y'all what really happened.
I'd love to hear your version. What really happened?
What really happened is that we were sitting there and I was just surrounded by the show. I hadn't really thought about nothing. Earlier in the day, I had thought, oh, bet we should hit Allie up, let her know. And then I didn't, obviously, duh. But
liar.
When we got there, I didn't hit you up.
No, I know. You also didn't think about telling
me. Oh, no, I definitely did. I definitely did. Because I was like, we should share the news, man. Like, I mean, it's still nerve-wracking, but we should tell people. But when we were sitting there, and Donna, because I'll bust out exactly who asked me. When OG Donna asked me, she said, oh, how's the house hunting going? In my head, I went, oh, yeah, I forgot about that because I was so surrounded.
Rude.
And then when I said it out loud, I was like, oh, yeah, everybody, including Allie, which I looked at and went, dang, I forgot to text you earlier.
Yeah, because as soon as you said it, I started going, what? I called you out in front of the whole class.
Well,
I was like, rude.
The thing was that everybody in the class was paying attention. They had given me the room, but you were sitting there on your phone not paying
obviously.
Attention. Yeah, obviously. So you didn't even know because you weren't. Listening to I'm mad at you because you didn't listen to me my big announcement. You missed the big announcement.
Your spin sucks because I heard the announcement. The problem is I heard it with everybody else. So stop trying to spin it like I wasn't there and listening to you. I may have been on my phone, but I heard everything loud and clear. clear, including the fact that you had an accepted offer on a house and you were telling other people.
Touche.
Who I'm going to go hang out with them now.
Fine. Go to Olivia's and hang out with them then.
I will.
Whatever. Well, I don't even care.
I just had to call you out for that because I was so mad at you.
You funny. But you forget what also happened. Because after the class, when we were saying what up to everybody, being greeted, after we were told we did really good as a whole class. Thankfully, everybody pulled up. We did our thing.
We didn't even tell everybody that doesn't understand. We took an 8-week improv course at Comedy Sports downtown. And then we had a performance with our class. We're all amateurs. None of us know what we're doing. None of it's scripted. It's all games that you just make up. It's challenging.
It's a lot of yes and. But shout out to our teacher, Bradley, because he held it down. And he taught us how to be improvoers.
That's right.
I made that word up. Improvoers. You know what I'm saying? We improvoers nowadays. But you missed the fact that some of the best friends also didn't know that we had gotten an accepted offer.
What do you mean?
Because remember when we said hi to everybody and you were like, yeah, it didn't tell me they got an offer on the house. And then one of the homies went, what?
So I basically told your secret to your friends and you deserved it.
It wasn't a secret. Yes, we just hadn't told nobody like that, man. Again, you know how many things can go awry. Everything that can happen. There's still so many things that have to happen. We're still waiting for basically half of them to say, nah, we don't want to sell the house no more. We're getting all sentimental. We want to keep it in our family.
I actually want to talk. Can we talk about your inspection at all or no? Next?
I don't think so.
Oh, damn it.
I don't know.
I don't mean like details, but you had it yesterday.
Oh, I mean, yeah. We can't talk about details, obviously.
Obviously not, but we're in the process. You're still in the process,
right? Yeah, we'll talk about the process, right?
All right, good. You got to keep us updated. That's for sure. Okay, well, that's all. I just wanted to bring up that our improv class went great. Yep. Shout out to everyone in our class. They were so cool.
We might take 102.
We might.
If we get the band back together. That's the only way I'll take 102.
Is if it's with the same class.
If we get the band back together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want randos.
But some have already
signed up. I told those
up.
People that I bought a house before I told you. I know. Those are important people in my life.
I know, you jerk.
I think I told them before I told my mom.
You told them before you told everybody. You told them before you told me, your friends.
Mm-hmm. My mom, my dad.
DZ is committed to that class.
My G's. Right. Those are my dogs.
Well, I'm totally into taking another improv class. The problem is, do I want to do it in the middle of summer? Or do I want to wait till the winter? That's what I'm deciding right now.
Really? That's what you got to decide on?
Yeah, because I've been talking to Sheena from our class, and she said there's spots open for the one that starts at the end of July, but part of me is like, maybe I'll start in the fall with some of our other class members who want to wait.
I was thinking we start in like December.
Okay, well now I'm going to forget
December
about
class.
Then I'll forget about it, okay? I'm going to
November?
Forget about, if we don't do it in the next couple months, it will be a lost cause.
I got to have a baby first.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, remember, doing that. I got to move first.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. I got a couple things to do first.
You know what?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Fine. You know what? Go do all your big life stuff over there.
Did you hear that rhyme? That was a bar.
That was nice.
Thank you.
Good luck with the house. That you told everybody else about. And DZ's got a lot going on, that's for sure. Kid on the way, house on the way. Oh, it's Friday.
It is Friday.
And we got to talk about some tech news, which, by the way...
Tech trends.
We love tech trends.
Mm-hmm.
All brought to you by Wendy's. Did you know that?
Because Wendy's is obviously tech savvy, duh. Have you seen the Wendy's app? Duh.
Duh. And it's also, they have a Baconator now, which you can get Wendy's late night. Open till midnight or later. Bacon. Hours may vary.
Late night.
I eat Wendy's so much.
Bruh, okay. I love bacon so much. And Wendy's is fire. Honestly. Yeah. One of my faves.
So what are we talking about tech wise?
All right, so in the tech world, as far as tech trends go, what we got going down is a little something between, if you haven't heard, Twitter is potentially ensuing in a lawsuit with this new company or new app from the Meta company, from Meta. Facebook,
is this
Instagram.
Is this Threads?
You heard about them.
Yesterday, I saw so many posts, and Instagram must have been pushing those out harder.
Yep.
Everyone that posted about Threads, and they're like, I'm on Threads.
Like,
you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Oh, really?
Oh, how the turns table.
You always... Oh, how I need to finish my threats profile.
Yeah, get to that while I talk about people deleting social.
Okay, today's What Would DZ Do is about social media.
And JL hit us up, and they want to delete social media. That's literally what it says. I want to delete social media.
What's stopping you?
I've already deleted some, but Instagram and Facebook are still on my phone. It would be easy to just delete them, but it's beyond FOMO. I would also feel like I'd be lost in the world of current events besides what the news reports, and that could be wrong or outdated, as well as opportunities and relationships. I've met great friends and have been given work opportunities through social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hesitant, but hate how much of a waste of time and the toll it takes on my emotions. If anyone has deleted social or has advice, I'd appreciate it. What would you do? Thank you, JL.
What would you do?
Delete it. Delete it all. I've done it. They literally asked for somebody that's done it.
Yeah.
I've done it. I've had no problem, and I did not regret it. I swear the only reason I have social media
is work. We have to do it for work.
And look at me. I'm still terrible at it, dog.
We say that now because we have to have it for work. But if we didn't, and then I'd have FOMO. I'd be like, I don't need it because of my, I'm just, now I'd be like, oh, what's everybody doing?
Fam, right hand, left hand, I'd be good. For real.
Yeah.
I'd be 100% good. I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't mind it. I deleted Facebook for a number of years while I was in college.
Facebook was a pile of garbage there for a while.
I mean,
it finally came back to not so crazy, but.
I didn't have anything else either. So it's like Facebook was the only thing there, but I was off Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have really like mess with Instagram like that. I didn't have
we have TikTok.
I didn't have a TikTok. I do now, and I just Twitter. When I get through that rabbit hole, Twitter I've always had, but that was because I had to make it for class and I never deleted it. Now it's just a useful account, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I've always had Twitter basically. I only have to do these things for some type of work or work related activity. If it wasn't for that, I'd be Gucci, baby. For real, Doug, delete it. You might feel better and you might not need to come back.
Yeah.
Work opportunities, JL, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You will be just fine. I don't think LinkedIn is a social media profile, even though that's basically what they tried to migrate to. But you're going to still see work opportunities there. And that's tailored for that.
LinkedIn doesn't count to me. Like, if you delete social media, you're allowed to have LinkedIn because you need it for work.
But and as far as news, there's news apps, too, that are not social media that can be useful and especially being tailored to your area, too. I'm not going to tell you which ones because then, you know, you might be divulging sources. But you can get your own news apps. You can really download what you want and prefer the media. Maybe you could download Threads and make that the only social media you have because ain't nobody else going to be on it besides you and Allie.
I ain't doing it, girl.
No, I'm capping. There's 30 million people on that app already.
On Threads?
Mm-hmm. And counting.
Jeez.
And counting. It's the Twitter killer, fam. I'm telling you, it has potential. But JL, get rid of them.
All right.
You're going to be so much better off without it. Man, for real.
414-533-1037. What should JL do? Delete social media or keep it?
It's only FOMO.
Get over
it. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm getting FOMO. It's not even my accounts. We'll take your calls and your texts next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
We're talking about social media today.
Mm-hmm.
JL wrote in, wants to know if he should delete it all because he wants to. DZ said, get rid of it.
Do it. Pull the trigger. Please. Get it done. Stop wasting time. Why are you writing in about it, man? Go ahead. Bye.
Well,
nobody cares about you anyway.
Amanda's in Racine. It's actually true.
I'm playing.
Comparing themselves and doing this on social media. And at the end of the day, all we're all thinking about is ourselves.
Mm.
Let's be real.
I feel that, though.
That's like life in general. Social media is the same way.
But maybe there's different opinions out there. You never know. Some people might say, no, don't do it. You might miss something major.
See?
That's how you stay connected to family.
Well, it is. That's how you find out about things happening sometimes.
You might miss the birth of, you know, your cousin's baby daddy, blah, 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 blah.
That might be a blessing, missing the invite to somebody's baby shower. Okay, let's go to Amanda in Racine this morning. Amanda.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Good morning.
Always got that energy.
Yay.
Yeah.
What do you think? She said, you know it. Amanda, you crack me up. What do you think? Should JL delete social media?
I don't think that that they should do that. I mean, what I do with Facebook is I have like a quiet setting, so that way it makes it harder to get on Facebook. I don't know if you guys heard of that.
Wait, what's a quiet? I've never heard of a quiet setting, because I'm going to be useful.
You could set a setting like where it's like quiet time, and it says if you want to go on for 15 minutes, you can do that. So it does that like all the time, but I mean, yeah, so it kind of works, kind of doesn't, because I just go through the 15 minutes and just keep clicking it.
You're right. Because it's kind of like snoozing social media for yourself, so it doesn't give you alerts and constantly tell you what's going on in the world or who posted what. Because I'll see random alerts from people I haven't spoken to in years. I'm like, why am I getting a notification for something? What?
Yeah.
What is that? Man, I ain't looking at that.
I have to tell I have my Facebook notifications off. I have to go in and manually look.
I thought I did too.
Because it exhausts me,
Do you ever get random notifications though?
That don't make any sense.
That don't make any sense. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about.
It'll be like Amanda and Racine posted blah, blah, blah. And I mean, I do care about you, Amanda. But like,
as an example, though. As an example.
It's like,
dang.
Oh, somebody posted 7 hours ago. Great. I haven't talked to that person.
7 hours ago? Like, why is that?
I hate that. Yeah.
Right.
So weird.
I thought it was just me, and I've been ignoring it because I'm like, this must be my old profile just acting up. Because since I told you, I deleted social media for a while. I was like, mine never came back the same. That's what I thought it was.
It'll do the same thing, too, where it tries to trick you and think that somebody like messaged you right now and they'd messaged you like before.
Yeah.
It's like,
you
got a message, and it's like not new
at
all.
Yeah. What, man? Listen, I got
shady.
But Amanda saying don't delete it though, just set it to quiet.
That's fine.
Basically.
Yeah, but I wish they had MySpace back. That was really what I liked. Everybody went to Facebook. So.
You know what? You had me at MySpace. That's
MySpace.
It.
MySpace. Oh. Yes.
If I knew you.
Music.
Oh, my top friends. Oh.
I would have put
still
you
the
in
real ones.
I would have put you guys in my top 8, just so you know.
You do you remember when
you
they expanded
been my top
it?
5, Allie.
You know? Cuz that's important. That's key.
She said I'm top 5. Thanks, Amanda.
Tom's
you're top
always
3.
Number 1 though, man.
Amanda,
keep
you're
it
the
real.
Amanda's 1. Now I've decided.
Oh, snap. Tom, move over.
MySpace. What a time to be alive. Thanks for calling, Amanda.
We appreciate
have
you.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye.
There you go. Delete it if you want or don't. DZ says get rid of it. Amanda says just mute it.
I didn't know it had a mute button. I did not know you could mute your social like that.
Well, I mute people. That's for sure. If I don't delete them or
Yikes.
Block them. Because I don't care if they know they're blocked or deleted. But I will mute people.
Touche. For
so,
sure.
There it is. Somebody texted in and said, 1,000% get rid of them. I only have Snapchat for texting purposes and either deleted or never installed everything else. It feels great.
Snapchat for texting purposes?
That's shady as
okay,
well.
Anyway.
You know your phone can text. Did you know
that? Are they texting us on Snapchat?
I don't know. Maybe. Snapchat, where everything disappears.
Hey, don't tell us your profession, fam. Don't tell us what you do for
Stop.
Work. Anyway.
There you go. All right, delete it. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. We have got a Kiss keyword coming up in less than 10 minutes
In a little bit. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. You can win an iPad like Stephanie in Brookfield, and we tried to call Danielle in Franklin. She didn't answer.
She wasn't about that life. Danielle said, I'm busy. Bye.
What, do you have the day off or something, Danielle? Danielle?
Right. What are you still celebrating the 4th of July, Danielle? You need to answer your phone because you won this iPad.
Get it together, girl.
Or I'm going to keep it.
Or we're just going to call you over and over until you answer. It's fine.
I'm going to keep it.
It's absolutely fine.
Nah, I can't keep it, Danielle.
Uh-huh.
You won, but you got to answer this phone.
That's right.
We're going to keep bugging you.
That's right. Exactly. Are you going to get out to Summerfest this weekend at all?
Actually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I got to do it.
It's the last weekend.
And I have forgotten. Grupo Nietzsche is in town.
Is that your Colombian group?
That's my Colombian
nice.
Band.
Nice. What night is that? Tonight?
Ding, ding.
I'm going to go tonight,
it's
I think.
Tonight. Are you going to go?
I think so.
Say what?
It's on. Look out, Summerfest. I was supposed to have my kids tonight,
okay.
But I had them nonstop because it's summer and my sister was in town.
Yeah.
So my ex was like, well, I'll keep them on Friday. I go, okay. So all of a sudden I had a day open.
Now you got Friday night open.
So I hit
up
my girl. I hit her up.
Oh, snap.
Was like,
the homie? Is it who I think it is?
It's Shelly.
Oh, man. No, that's bad. I don't know who I was thinking. I thought of the random homie.
I said, what are you up to? She goes, we're going to Summerfest. And she laughed. I go, that's fine.
No, for
I'm
real.
In.
No, for real. We're going to Summerfest.
No,
let's go.
So assuming that I don't like get that Friday tired and go home and go to bed.
Nope.
Which I don't. It's too nice out.
It's
too hot out to stay inside.
Allie, let me tell you.
The streets are calling my name.
Allie, let me tell you. Let me tell you something, Allie.
What?
Well, as soon as I realized what day it was,
yeah.
I have pressed iron and gotten ready all of the Colombian things that I own. So you are definitely not going. You going tonight.
What stage?
Oh, you going tonight.
What time is the Colombian group?
It's a secret. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm.
But
it's
time,
a secret,
right?
That only Colombians know.
Well, then, good thing I know a Colombian named DZ.
Huepa!
Good thing I know a
Let's go. Yeah, you know the guy.
Right. Well, then maybe I'll see. I'll see you tonight.
I'm going to try to finesse myself to introduce him on stage.
I think you should.
I'm a name drop. I'm going to be like, I know Allie Faith. She said I can do it.
And they'll be like, who the hell's Allie Faith?
Quién?
But they'll say it in Spanish.
¿Quién es Allie Faith?
How do you say, como se dice loudmouth on the radio? How do you say that?
You chill out, man.
You know, that blonde, tall, white girl.
Se dice Ali Faith.
I see you. All right, well, I'm excited then for tonight.
We got to, man. We got to. Mm. I had forgotten you had a boy. Oh, yeah.
No,
you
I was supposed to, but I don't have them tonight.
Well,
so.
And it's kind of like, you know how I am last minute, man.
Yeah.
So we decided, we got to go. Should. I can't not go to Summerfest.
Do you need
that's
tickets?
That's a disservice. Let me get one.
Hey, I know a guy. Because we work at a radio station. Do you need a ticket?
No, we got our ticket situation figured out, thankfully. No, we good to go.
Right.
We're going to be enjoying it. And it's about to be lit. So if you see us, no, you didn't.
If you see us, yes, you did.
Just know you're about to dance salsa tonight, y'all.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You might come out with a Latin. All of a sudden, Allie going to be speaking a lot more Spanish. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I'm not opposed.
Hey, huepa.
I don't discriminate, DZ. We've said this many times on the radio.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
My dating barriers are open to all. I
Let's
am inclusive. Bring it. All right. We see you at Summerfest. No, you didn't. Coming up next, Am I the Jerk? And another KISS keyword. So don't go anywhere because you could be winning an iPad in less than 5 minutes.
Might miss it if you go somewhere
right?
For real. That'd be a problem.
Oh, it's my song for tonight. Let's go. All right. You go to 1037kissfm.com and you enter the keyword, and it could be you winning today's iPad. The word is down.
Down?
D-O-W-N.
Oh, like I'm down to win an iPad. If you are, enter it. 1037kissfm.com right meow.
You have until 8 o'clock to go to our website and enter that because somebody will win an iPad that enters one of these keywords. Like Stephanie in Brookfield and Danielle in Franklin. It could be you.
It could be you next. We could be saying your name for all you know. Enter the keyword down. D-O-W-N.
Let's do Am I the Jerk? Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Hey, today's comes from Shannon, who got lit up for going through her husband's pants pockets.
Shannon. My sister-in-law. Shannon. Hey, that's
Shannon.
Not who wrote in. I'm lying.
No,
I'm
it's not your sister-in-law.
But my sister-in-law, one of them is called Shannon.
It could be your sister-in-law.
Maybe.
This is what she wrote in. She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for going through my husband's pants pockets?
Oh, it definitely ain't my sister-in-law. It ain't our Shannon.
She doesn't do laundry or what?
No, she just wouldn't get yelled at for nothing like that.
This is what Shannon wrote. She said, Allie and DZ, yesterday I was doing laundry and I grabbed my husband's work pants, put my hands in the pockets to empty them before putting them in the washing machine, which is what I always do.
Mm-hmm.
My husband was walking by. He saw me searching his pants. He rushed in yelling at me to put him down. And I had already taken a piece of paper out of his pants pockets. He snatched it, started screaming how I have no respect for his privacy and that I shouldn't be getting my hands on his things.
Hmm.
I always do this before laundry. He said, I have no right. I should have come to him and asked him first because he's worried about his important stuff getting lost. He refused to speak to me and later bought a brand new closet with a lock and moved his clothes inside of it.
What?
I asked if he was serious and he said, this will teach me to respect his privacy and stop me from snooping. Then he went back to not speaking to me. I'm confused. Am I the jerk for going through his pants pockets?
I mean, clearly he thinks you are. Obviously he thinks you are, but this whole thing sounds wild.
He's the jerk for being mad. She's doing your laundry.
I'm not gonna lie, man. Like, if this is just what you do. I mean, no, actually, it's
it
not.
It is what you do.
My wife doesn't go through pockets. She'll
Why?
Just throw everything. She doesn't. Well, she just doesn't look through pockets.
She doesn't
just
care.
Throw it in. Right. She's like, if it's in there, it's getting washed.
It's on you.
And we washed all sorts of things. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, chapstick, money. I've seen it all.
All of it. An electronic device, unfortunately. And you're like, no!
Oh, no!
No! I needed this!
Ah! punish Shannon the jerk for going through her husband's pants pockets? He's saying this is like a violation of his privacy. These are the people that don't want you looking at their phone either.
Yeah, this sounds strange.
You have no business being in a relationship if you don't want your significant other ever looking at your phone. You clearly have something to hide. Because who cares? Because who cares otherwise? What's in there? What do you have? You're not that important.
So as far as an answer goes, obviously, I don't think she is the jerk, but he feels that she's the jerk.
Yeah.
Which, since she's letting us know that clearly there's something wrong, she just needs to stop checking his pockets. Throw it all in the wash. And if it's important documents that get lost, it's whatever, whatever. I'm sorry. Stop checking his pockets. That you clearly are the jerk right now because he got mad at you for it. Respect his privacy. Do that man, do him a favor. Don't even worry about it, Ma. Don't stress yourself.
They're married and she's doing the laundry. And I would just stop doing the laundry. He's clearly the jerk.
Or that. Yeah. Oh, she's not wrong, bro. She's just chilling, doing him a favor, realistically, something that she probably always has done. Stop doing it for him.
I love
her texts. Let his stuff pile up.
As somebody said, number one, divorce. Number two, stop doing his laundry. Somebody else said.
Who's that, Mila?
Probably. Somebody else said, he's the jerk. Clearly, he's on some sketchy stuff.
Thank you.
Like, whose number's on that paper? Somebody else said, he's totally cheating.
What kind of privacy would you need outside of that, man? If it's a piece of paper, why do you have a random piece of paper? I mean, I do leave my wallet inside my pocket sometimes, and thankfully I haven't washed it to this day because I usually end up looking for
it. Listen, I didn't hear a word you said because I was reading these texts and they're phenomenal.
This is why you didn't know that we got a house.
You're right, actually. My bad. All these people are texting saying, do you need a good divorce lawyer? Like, get a lawyer. Like, whoa, this escalated quick and I'm here for it.
Oh, how about we just grill this dude? I mean, honestly.
What if it's his privacy? What, you were the one who said he's not the jerk.
No, I didn't. I did not say that. You run it back. I said, all things considered. All things considered. My answer, he says that she's the jerk. She clearly isn't. All she's doing is doing this man a favor. But then you need to stop doing this man any favors. Let him wash his own stuff. Stop it.
414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and your texts next. Is Shannon a jerk for going through her husband's pants pockets before she did the laundry? Because he said, what the hell? We're going to discuss next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Shannon said she wants to know if she's a jerk for going through her husband's pants pockets before she did the laundry nonetheless. Gosh, unbelievable.
A man's pockets are his privacy.
Come on now. Let's start today with Christina in Milwaukee because we want to know, is Shannon the jerk? All of our texters think this guy's having an affair and to get a divorce lawyer ASAP.
Wildin'. Good morning, Christina.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Buddy is wildin'.
Okay, Christina, so what do you think?
She is not the jerk. I think he's overreacting and it definitely sends out so many red flags.
That's big, right? How long have they been married? It must not be a long time.
It doesn't matter. This could happen, year in or 12 years in.
I mean,
if they're cheating, they're cheating, man.
Bro, my wife and I literally just had our 12-year dating anniversary yesterday.
Yeah.
I've never worried about my wife going through my pockets, my phone, my nothing, bro.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm saying you could be in a relationship for years before they cheat, you know? You never know. That's all I'm saying.
I feel you.
It could happen anytime.
It's 15 years for me and my kid's father, and if he has dirty clothes in the laundry, I'm going through the pockets just because.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to hear him. He forgets to check his pockets all the time.
Ditto.
I've known him, and then he gets mad that if he needs something in his pockets, and I didn't check his pockets first. Right.
Yeah. See, Dad, that's how it should go. Buddy is overreacting, Christina. We appreciate you.
Overreacting or cheating? I think we all know. Christina, thanks for calling.
We get it. Why is he worried about it? We're all on the same page.
Facts. I get it.
Facts.
You don't want somebody to look through your stuff when you're in a committed marriage with them?
Awkward.
Either you're hiding a gift or you're cheating, okay?
Hiding it. Ooh, what if he was hiding an anniversary? Ooh, hold on. Now we could talk about it.
Then that would be great.
Maybe he got mad because on that piece of paper was a very secret note of a very special place he was about to take his wife. That's the spin I like.
It's called On the Border.
Oh, gee. Christina. Have a good day, fam.
Sheila's number from On the Border.
Bye.
Oh, I was going to take you here. Oh, look, it's Jenny from Silk. I only have her number because we were going to go there on a date.
Oh, my Lord.
I said what I said. Okay, let's go to Sean. Let's go to Sean in Milwaukee this morning. One of our regulars. This is not right. That's Shannon's song. He's got the total wrong song for you. Sean, not Shannon. Sean.
All I see is SH. Is this right?
This is right.
Hey,
thank you.
My bad, Shannon. Well, I played it in honor of Shannon because it's Shannon for the jerk, even though it's not Shannon. Yeah, that's how you spin it so you don't sound wrong on air.
Before we confuse people more, you can stop. Sean, are you going jerk or not a jerk today?
What's the word, fam?
What up?
He's definitely not a jerk. There's something going on there because he, right when he said I do, he lost that right of privacy of whatever the hell he has in pocket.
I love
Ooh,
that.
What's yours is mine, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Something's going on. Yeah, and like my girl, she washes all my stuff. Whatever's in my pockets, money, anything, that's hers at the end of the day.
That's hers.
My job is to take it out of my pockets before I put it in the dirty clothes.
That's true.
If somebody's doing your laundry, you should be thankful, not mad they went through your pockets.
Exactly.
Man, facts.
I'm so grateful that she does my laundry. Like, you have no idea.
Right, because it's a choice.
Whatever she wants.
That's right, Sean. Somebody texted in and said, there's no way, especially since he bought a locked closet. Somebody else said, girl, check all his pockets and drawers and car.
Drawers and everything. Check it all. That's your husband.
She needs to go into the emails and everything if he has a closet with a lock on.
Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee, Sean. Rah, rah, rah.
Oh, Sean, thanks for calling.
Appreciate you, dog.
You're welcome, guys. Have
Later.
A good one.
You too, man. Later. My bad for playing the wrong song, fam. Dog, it says SH and then MKE. We got to do an audit. We got to do an audit.
We will. But Mila texted in and she said, DZ, this is Mila. I was calling as you were saying my name. She's not a jerk. Throw the whole cheating husband away.
There you go, Mila. There you go.
Mila. He's a booty head. Last but not least, Nicole is in Franksville this morning. Good morning, Nicole.
Hello.
Hey.
I'd like to say I'm a first time caller.
Well, hey.
First time getting through.
Let's go. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. Happy to have you.
Nicole,
what's the word?
Welcome to the show. This is so exciting. First time getting
Thank
through.
You.
Not first time calling. Yeah. First time getting through.
Yes, yes.
Celebrate the wins in life. Happy day. Good to talk to you.
Is Shannon a jerk for going through her husband's pants pockets before she did the laundry? Because he was furious.
No, not at all.
Boom. Mm-hmm.
She, it's not like she was saying she was being sneaky looking through them, right?
Mm-hmm. She wasn't.
Through them just to say anything that might be in his pockets.
Thank
I've been
you.
Married 5 years, and I actually don't check the pockets, so whatever goes.
You're like my wife.
I find it, I find it after, but I definitely think his reaction is not good.
Yeah.
It warrants that there's,
something.
Thank you, warrants that, you're something, that there's something going on that mm-hmm. you're hiding, man, and you don't want your wife to know about. And unless it's a birthday or anniversary surprise, it sounds suspicious, G.
He's being shady.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Honestly,
exactly.
Why would he get so angry if it was something?
Do you want to hear about my date?
Duh.
Is anyone even working? Is anyone there today? I don't know. People called in all day.
They don't even matter. Yeah, tell me about your date, because I don't even recall you having told me that you had one.
They're getting so anticlimactic that I'm just going on them. I'm not even telling people. That's how in the phase I am of dating. At first, it was like, I've got a date, everybody. It's happening. And now it's like, oh, yeah, I went on a date. Did I tell you about it?
Are you just hanging out now? Are you just ready? You ain't going on dates. You just hanging out? Is that what's going on,
yes,
dog?
Yes, I'm a professional at dating.
You're just kicking it with people.
I feel no nervousness when I go on dates anymore. I used to be so nervous.
You're just finding friends.
I am. I show up to these things like, who cares?
Nonchalant. That's good, though. I respect that because that's how I feel like how you should be approaching it.
Well,
who cares?
There's a couple things I need to tell you about this guy I went out with last night.
Okay. Is it, I mean, in potential?
No.
He's
10 years younger than me, first of all. Okay. Can we talk about that?
How is that not potential?
It just made me giggle. Like, I feel it makes me giggle. He's 10 years younger than
me. So?
And you wouldn't know it because I feel young, you know, and I said to him, how old do you feel? He goes, I feel old. I go, well, great. We meet in the middle.
There we go. Even out.
I have no desire to get married. I don't want any more kids. I'm good, you know?
I feel you.
So
yeah.
I have no expectations when I go on dates.
Right.
So I went and I met this guy, and we met. This is so random.
Where'd y'all meet?
We met at Kelly's Bleachers.
Oh, but wait, which one?
In Big Bend.
Big Bend?
I know it sounds weird, but it's in the middle, right? Because he lived south and I live, you know.
Got you. It's a common point.
It's in the middle for us.
Let's both drive the same amount of time.
Yeah, so we meet. the middle. And I'm like, oh, I forgot there was a Kelly's Bleachers in Big
Let's
Bend.
Let's drive Dutch.
So I get there, and I go up. He's sitting at the bar. He'd ordered me a drink. He's nice. We're talking.
You let him order you a drink?
I always let guys buy me a drink.
Sis, no.
I know, I forget.
What's wrong with you, dog? Always get your own drink. I don't care what nobody said. Bread.
You're right. You know what? I don't know.
Sidebar. That's a side conversation.
You're right, actually. Stop letting. You're right. But what do I say when they message me and go, I'm at the bar. What are you drinking? This is always how it
Grab
goes
me
down.
A water. And then when you get there, you don't drink the water.
And then I tell them I think they were going to roofie me.
And then you
why?
Tell them I don't trust men to give me their drink.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Just like that, okay, dog. Fine. Yeah, man. Forget
another
all
problem
that.
Problem for another
Any,
day.
Anywho.
Anywho, I'm on this date last night.
Back to little brother, big brother in right real quick.
Thank you. And I say to him, you know, he's like, well, I just want fun. And I'm like, me too.
Yeah.
And we had talked about this a little, you know, like just, I don't want to get married.
Uh-huh.
Not looking for a boyfriend. If you turn out to be great, great. If not, great.
What's up, buddy?
So when we were there last night, he's like, yeah, I'm just, you know, not a date. I was hanging out with these women and a couple of them, you know, one of them bought me Bucks tickets and took me to a game. I go, oh, so she has feelings. And he's like, well, I don't know. We're just friends. And I'm like, oh, here we go with this guy. This is the guy that leads everybody on because he wants to have fun.
I got so many suitors.
But DZ, you know, I don't play. I don't care. Like, I'm not here to catch feelings for this guy. And I looked at him and I'm like, so what is this then? Are we on a date?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you straight up asked him?
I straight up. And he was like, what? And I was like, are we on a date?
So is this a date?
He's like, well, I mean, I go, or what? Are we just hanging out? What is this? Because I met you on Tinder. So if you want to tell me right now this isn't a date, tell me to my face.
Bet.
And let's see how the night goes for
right,
you.
Right.
What
yeah, he say?
It's like a hangout. I go, okay, good to know. Good to know. I'm like, this guy is just, get the shovel for this guy, dude. This
I'm
guy's
stupid
a mess.
Stupid laughing at this guy
this guy's
right
a
now.
Mess.
This
is a hangout. What a dummy, right? And I feel so bad he's listening and he was a really nice guy.
Did y'all make up a handshake or something? Because it was a hangout.
We should have high fived.
Y'all play patty cake at the hangout?
Is this a date? No. Okay. It's not a date. Got it.
I'm sorry. I need to stop laughing.
It's funny, right?
This is serious.
But then, guess who walked me to my car? And you know, I ended the date essentially. I said, I'm gonna go home after a couple of drinks because he wouldn't stop talking about his ex.
Here we go again.
These guys with the ex, he's going into details about this chick from that he broke up with over 3 years ago, and he's telling me I want to hear
why.
He
ain't over her then.
100%. I want to hear why you broke up. I want to hear your trauma, but I don't need to hear every detail.
That could be covered in a quick one or two, maybe sentence, three sentence tops, and then you move on to a new topic, dog.
We were half an hour into him and he was telling me, so then her mom came over to the house and then I said, and then she said, and I'm like,
Nah.
3 years ago. This is so stupid. Why am I listening? I'm so bored. I want to talk about the future with people I'm dating, not
the past.
Did he
ask you questions?
No.
He ain't asked you no questions?
Three questions he asked me.
Oh, okay.
He asked
Do you remember?
I'm so bored. What did he asked me, what the hell did he, is this his day? I don't even remember. Now I just remember at one point he finally asked me something. Oh, how many siblings I had?
Okay, that's a good question. Yeah.
He asked me where I grew up because I ran into a friend of. I randomly ran into a childhood friend from Southern Illinois.
What?
At the bar last night in Big Bend. Neither of us live near there. It was the weirdest thing.
And from Southern Illinois, like where are you from?
Carbondale, Illinois, the tiny town I grew up in.
I guess
a friend of mine from high school was in there last night. It was the weirdest night.
Crazier things have happened, but that's kind of random for you to just be on a hangout. My bad. I was about to say date.
We're not on a
since
date. Not a date.
Yeah, since you were at your hangout to run at a childhood boy, you should have invited them to the hangout.
I should have just gone and hang out with the childhood friend. But that being said, I ended the date. I said, I'm going to go home.
Mm-hmm.
He walks me out to my car. We're standing there. I'm like, okay, thanks. I give him a hug.
Bye.
And I said, if you want to hang out, we can hang out again. Okay, bye.
We'll make up a handshake next time.
And then he started messaging me when I got home. Hope you got home safe. Sending me gifts. And I'm like,
man, don't worry about it, man.
You just said we were on a hangout. Like, what is going on? You need to pick a lane here.
Buddy, okay. What I hear.
Because that's fine, but.
He got feelings for his ex.
I think so, too.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I don't know the whole story about what him and his ex got going on. But there's something with his ex that clearly he won't be quiet about.
Something.
And the fact that he called it a hangout means that he's not trying to literally label it any absolute thing.
I don't want a relationship either, but I'm smart enough to call something a date. I met you on a dating app. Like, you can date multiple people.
You know what that sounds.
You're allowed to date multiple people, dude.
He sounds immature to the fact that he doesn't want to call it a date because he feels like that insinuates
then I'm going
to
catch feelings
for
him.
Oh my gosh, it's not a word. Now I'm dating.
dating you. Oh, my God. No, no, no. Yeah, I don't
think... That doesn't mean you're in a committed relationship because you're on a date.
I don't think he understood what date meant.
I don't know.
Straight up.
He was nice, so I feel bad talking so much trash, but at the same time,
is it
he
trash?
Talked about his ex.
It's just a recap.
I can't. I mean, he told me that we were on a hangout. Mm-hmm. These stories with these men just get better and better.
Man.
So I went home, and I ate dinner, and I went to bed. That was it.
Listen, we gonna find you a little salsa, Latino, something. Tonight at Grupo Nietzsche when we hit it for Summerfest.
That's why we're going out tonight!
So forget whatever the name was from Kelly Bleachers and Big Ben.
I can hear the streets calling. Listen, I am so ready to like have fun because this is the second date in 3 weeks where I've been bored out of my mind.
Were you about to have 1,000 dates in one night at Grupo Nietzsche?
Mm-hmm. Don't bug me, I'm dancing! Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Yeah, buddy.
All right.
Just you wait.
That's my date recap. Clearly, it went nowhere.
Good for them, good for you. On to the next, right? We're going to keep doing what we do.
We'll see if the next one's a date or not.
It might be another. You might have another couple hangouts.
A couple. Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So Britney Spears was slapped by an NBA player.
Dog. No, no.
Not a player?
Not a player.
Who is this guy?
His security.
His security.
His
okay.
Security.
You know what? You're right, actually. Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, Wembanyama, man. The 7'5 feet though.
He's 7'5".
Dude is a giant. It's gigante. El señor es muy grande.
Well, Britney runs up to him. She sees him in public.
Yeah, they were in Vegas.
She runs up and grabs him from behind, trying to do like a friendly tap. She said she wanted to congratulate him on his success.
Uh-huh.
They don't know it's Britney Spears. His security guard backhands her. Right in the face outside this restaurant in Vegas.
Pimp slap.
Yeah. Now,
what kind of security you got, Vic? Hold on.
And why does a 7'5" guy have security hitting people? Because Britney came out and said, listen, I've been swarmed by fans a ton of times. My security has never hit anyone. Why is your security hitting me? Now, the guy came out and apologized and was like, we didn't know it was Britney. And I don't think he could believe it was Britney Spears.
He's probably never seen Britney Spears in public. He was like, that's Britney Spears?
Well,
like,
you don't think Britney's
not in a, not in a bad way. Not in a bad way. But you don't expect Britney Spears, of all people, to randomly go, hey, Victor, like in Vegas. You think you're getting swarmed by a random fan. Mm-hmm. You're probably just trying to get to your hotel. For all you know, you've just lost a lot of money at the craps table.
But hold on. Let's talk about this for a second. What if it is a regular person? They're allowed to be hit before.
I'm with you.
Where if he knew if it was Britney, he would have reacted differently.
Right.
But why don't we just treat everyone with respect? Because Britney said, I'm 5'3", he's 7'4".
The thing is, she had to climb a ladder and jump off the top rope to get to his shoulder. So I don't know how she was thinking she was going to reach that man's shoulder. He's 7'5".
She swung from the rafters. But, right.
She dropped from the ceiling.
She looks
That's why the security guard reacted, because she swooped in like Spider-Man trying to hop on this man's back. No, but all jokes aside, he put his hands on her. It's a bad look, but when you're in Vegas, it's a different mentality. And as this man is arguably the most famous recent basketball player, because he was the number one pick, yada, yada, yada. He's just had a lot of press. He's 7'5", so there's a lot of phenomenal aesthetic behind that, right? There's going to be some heightened reactions, and people be drunk as a mug in Vegas.
Well, they reported it to the police, and they've launched a criminal investigation.
Yep, they showed
and interviewed Britney, and that's what's happening with that. But, of course, Victor Wembanyama.
Wembanyama, yeah. It's a mouthful, for sure.
I'm going to be playing a lot of basketball, saying he couldn't believe it was Britney, and obviously they're kind of saying, oh, it wasn't that big of a deal. But Britney's husband went off, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He was big mad.
There you go.
Yep. Slow burner right there.
Fast
car, slow song, huh?
Oh, it's Luke Combs.
Yeah. What, you don't like Luke Combs? What's wrong?
No, I don't mind it, but I'm just saying a lot of people know that's not the original. That's a remake of the Tracy Chapman song. I'm just saying that for the young people.
Oh.
You're welcome.
I'm the young people.
You knew that was a remake.
I'm the young people.
You knew.
No, I heard that song. Anyway, it sounds good. I hate to say it might be better than the original.
Music is now just redoing old songs, and I'm here for it, and I'm fine with that.
I can't deny it.
You don't see me having a problem bumping up and down when these songs come on, because I know all the words.
I love me a good sample.
Thank
and when you use the lyrics that I already know, even better.
Thank you. Exactly.
I was running out of space in my brain for lyrics.
Not anymore, man.
Nope, we good.
I was running out of space in my brain for lyrics. Okay, we have another chance to win the iPad.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up in 5 minutes with the KISS keyword.
That's right.
We've already given one to Stephanie in Brookfield and Danielle in Franklin this week. It could be you next if you enter the keyword in 5 minutes.
Boom.
And I met someone very nice at the pool the other day. I made a new friend.
Oh, you making friends without me?
I did.
Wow.
I sure did.
Wow.
I did.
And, the audacity.
And this friend gave me some of the best ideas for what to do this summer.
With the kids?
Yes, we'll tell you next. Because I think people are going to be able to relate to this, and I think people are going to be able to give their input as well.
Okay.
So, who I met at the pool and what they taught me about life next.
All right.
That's what we're going to do.
Oh, say less.
And your chance to win an iPad. Less than 5 minutes. KISS FM. Well, well, well. I met a new friend, DZ.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about this friend that you done met without me.
I will, because it was a very fun day at the pool. There I was with my kids on the 4th of July at the Princeton
Club. Y'all was over at the Princeton Club.
We were
swimming.
Man,
that pool is so dope.
I know.
Sammy loves it.
Well, they have the outdoor and the indoor. And the funny thing is, I want to be at the outdoor. Get my tan on. My kids want to be in the indoor at the water park.
I'd rather be in the indoor all day.
I'm like, you go in the indoor, but I'm staying outside.
Okay? Right. Go do you. Bye.
It is summer.
Bye. Like they got lifeguards. Bye.
Right.
They'll take care of you. Bye. They will. They will take care of you, for real.
My kids can swim. They're fine.
They're
now.
Good.
But we were at the pool. I started talking to this woman named Gina. She was really cool. She came up. She's like, hey, Allie, my name's Gina. I listen. I'm like, what's up, girl? She starts telling me her life story.
Hey, girl.
She's got the day off from her kids because she's a single mom too. So she just came to the pool to get some sun.
Nice.
We're talking. We're talking about our kids. We're just getting to know each other. And my kids keep coming up. My 9 and 11 year old keep coming up and like trying to drag me into the water and talking to me. And I'm just
trying to take you away from your new friends.
Yeah. And so as I'm talking to her, I'm
mom's playing right now. Don't you see this?
Right. I'm doing that thing where I don't really hear them. So I'm touching my son and I'm hugging him as he's hugging me, but I don't really, I'm just doing.
Right, right. You're just like, motherly. Okay,
like,
go back to the water now.
Remember when I picked up Sammy when we went out to dinner and I just carried him around? I forgot
you
I was holding him.
Autopilot mom mode.
I was in autopilot mom mode.
Because you were having a meaningful conversation with somebody, so you're just loving on your kid.
Yeah.
Autopilot mom moding. You know they're safe. They're embracing you. Love it, whatever, but you ain't listening.
No, and when he asked me a question, I go, uh-huh, and then I keep talking, right? So she finally looks at my kids and she goes, hey, you guys, I got a game for you. I got a pool game.
Nice.
And I go, say more. She goes, both of you go underwater, and they both had goggles on. She goes, which you could do this without goggles. She goes, go underwater and mouth a color, and then Owen, you mouth a color, and then Hudson, you both come up from underwater, and he has to tell you what word you were mouthing underwater. She goes, so they do it. They both go under, and she goes, this is going to last for hours. And I go, what? DZ, it lasted for hours.
Really?
They ran out of colors, and then I said, do states. I started giving them all these
random
ideas.
Oh, you could do anything. And then, spell stuff.
Oh, then they argued about what a state was, because Hudson's only 9, so he's like England, that's not a state, or that's a state. Or, you know, it became educational.
Random. You're right.
But I thought it was a genius
game. That is a good game.
And my kids left me alone for like an hour, and they were playing this pool game.
Nonstop. And you just see him dunk, come back up. Dunk, come back up. Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
So then I thought, well, I got to tell this on the air because I need more good ideas of pool games where you don't need anything. Because as a kid, I remember swimming alone in Florida. We would go on vacation. My sisters were older. So I would just be in the pool like at 10 years old all day.
Doing whatever.
Alone.
I mean, but you were in the water. You
but
didn't
I was in
care.
The water.
And you probably had toys too.
I didn't though.
No?
No.
You had like no torpedoes or nothing?
We didn't have all these, what are they called? The noodles. None of that garbage.
I figured y'all had pool toys.
You were lucky if you had goggles. Okay.
I know that. You better get used to that chlorine.
Come on. You sure did.
That's probably why I need glasses now.
That was like, seriously. I mean, so I know that like as a kid, what was the one you said swimming underwater?
You used to have to go from one end to the other. Hold your breath and see if you can get to from one end to the other of the pool. The long way too, not the short way.
That's right.
You know it's the long way.
That's a fun game too, which you can do alone or with someone.
Yep.
So I need more ideas for pool games where you don't need any toys for my kids this summer. And I know people are going to have input on this.
Easy. I got another one.
Marco!
Polo!
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was one. That was one.
That's
but
an easy one.
Back in Waukegan, we used to go to this place we called Gangster Pool. Gangster. it was actually, it's like Gangster. Something like that. But everybody called the Gangster Pool. Because,
sure.
You know, we're kids and we call it what we want. Summer camp, right?
I grew up in Southern Illinois. We call it So Ill.
So there you go.
It's a joke.
Exactly.
It's
so
a joke.
It's all a joke, right?
Yeah.
We used to play Who Can Get Kicked Out the Pool Last. That was a fun game. Who's the last one to get kicked out?
Wait a second. Hold on. This sounds like a horrible idea, DZ.
What?
Is this a game where you get in trouble?
Maybe.
Oh, come on. No.
Fine. Don't take my suggestions then. Whatever.
I need a game
Boom.
Where I can keep them busy until talking.
Rain on
people.
My parade.
I have to go get them out of jail. Now we're getting people out of jail.
Ain't nobody say arrested, just kicked out. And you don't get kicked out for life. You just get kicked out for the rest of the afternoon.
All right. We're going to take. We have to get away the iPad. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
Let's do that now.
Wait. 414-533-1037. We're going to talk about your pool games, but let's do the Kiss keyword quick. The keyword is one of my favorite shows on Netflix.
What is it?
You.
Oh my gosh. Y-O-U.
Such a good show. You.
Stalker. Y-O-U. You. Enter that. 1037kissfm.com. You could be winning an iPad. You. Yes, you.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. All right. We're going to take your calls next on pool games. I see the phones ringing. Get ready. You can text as well. 414-533-1037. Pool games. Let's talk pool games because I met a very nice woman at the pool named Gina.
Mm-hmm.
And
shout out to Gina.
She was cool, and she taught my kids how to play the game where they go underwater, and they both mouth a color, and then you have to come up and say what color.
I'd never heard of that game before.
Me neither.
Really? Like, that sounds like the simplest, most easiest,
yes.
And actually kind of educational game, because then, like you said, you start going into states, countries.
Uh-huh.
Or you could do colors. You could do shapes, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Genius, Gina.
Genius is right. Somebody texted in and said, Allie, I have three boys, basically the same age. We can meet at the pool so they can play inside and we can tan and drink outside.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a play date for sure.
Hey, girl. All right, let's go to Julie in Oak Creek, who's got her own theme song. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, hey.
Tell us a good pool game you've got.
So my brother and I would have holding breath contests.
You know why this is funny, Julie? Hudson and Owen tried to do this, and
yep,
I laughed.
I remember doing it all the time.
And Hudson said to me, what are you going to do if I do this, Mom? And he plays like he's dead in the pool. And I looked at him, and I go, nothing, because you're going to come up, and you're fine.
Right.
You're not going to just, no, that's not how it works, Hudson.
Did you guys used to do the same thing?
No, we actually would like hyperventilate first and make our bodies sink to the bottom of the pool. We did this in the shallow end, but
okay.
We would sink to the bottom of the pool, and then we would count, and then we tried to like beat our own score, but then also beat the other sibling.
Right, beat each other,
well,
right.
And I remember as a kid when I... My mom said one time I started screaming and said I was going to hold my breath, and they would just let me because eventually you start breathing again. Like,
inevitable.
Even if you pass out, you would start breathing
again.
Oh, right.
Again, your
right?
body will take over. It will take over.
So
believe that.
My parents
that.
Would be like, good luck.
Have fun.
Hold your breath.
Bye.
See ya. Come back for me at JCPenney 10 hours later. I'm still laying there,
but
mad.
No, I'm already knowing. Julie definitely did that because you used to have to exhale all of the air out your body and sink to the bottom, hold your breath, because yep. That would make it harder. Everybody could take a deep breath and hold their breath for a whole 2 minutes, right?
No, they cannot.
No?
No,
that was just me?
Julie, you said you also have a new spin on Marco Polo?
What?
Yes. So my youngest daughter is deaf, and before we were able to get the water accessory for her cochlear implant, she had to swim without anything,
right.
So she was deaf.
I didn't know there was a water accessory, though. That's a good news for technology.
For real. These advancements are dope.
It's amazing.
Great
She's been
news.
Able to go snorkeling in Jamaica and Mexico.
Game
and,
changer.
Like, everything. Yeah.
Snaps
yeah.
for that, for sure.
Awesome. Yep. Go on, Julie, though. Sorry.
That's okay. So my older daughter and a friend of theirs, I was watching, this was several years ago, and I was watching them, and I'm like, how are they playing Marco Polo with the deaf kid? Like, come on, what are you guys doing?
Right.
It's a sound game.
Right.
Like, hello. Yeah.
Right. So they came up with, they would slash at her, and she had to figure out where the splash came from.
Oh, I wish
in
you would.
Order to find them.
I get it. Why that worked?
That's
for the
a cool
game.
Spin.
It's a good spin for somebody.
You
that,
don't got to worry about sounds. It's about feeling.
Uh huh.
That's dope.
Wow.
Dang.
Well, I didn't know they had made the implant where you could actually swim with it and stuff. That's
right.
Impressive.
No, that's a gem right there for sure. Wow. Julie, we appreciate you for that and sharing the story. Now you got a new take on the game, too.
You know what? Our engineer, Joe, I'm calling him out, he has a hearing aid, or I don't know if he has one or two, but you know what blows my mind is how the phone is connected to his hearing aid.
Oh, Bluetooth now. He don't even got to worry about it.
I call him, and he doesn't know where his phone is, but he's walking around the building talking to people.
Dog, you can just plug in music. And not even worry about. Oh boy! Yeah. No, these advancements.
Yeah, her implant can do the same thing. It can automatically connect to her phone, so she can get music from her phone pumped right into her implant. She can talk to people.
Wow!
Yeah,
it's good stuff for sure. Julie, thanks for calling and sharing the games with us.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
On that note, I hope everybody has a great weekend and maybe get some sun this weekend, whatever you're doing, because Lord knows I'm going to try to get to the pool this weekend.
we out here, huh?
We out here.
Now, we got some things to do first. You forget, we going to see Grupo Ninja, dog.
Oh, yeah, we're going to Summerfest first, though. Well, look at this. I'm busy with social media over here.
Look at you.
Oh, the irony. And
social mediaing.
What would DZ do is about social media, isn't
consuming
it?
Your life.
Look at it. It literally is. Let me tell you. Just working on my Instagram reel over here.
You still working on that Threads too, dog?
Don't get me started. Coming up next, we are going to talk about social media for What Would DZ Do? And by the way, you have 7 minutes left to go enter the KISS keyword to try to win that iPad, which is you.
U-Y-O-U.
Also known as one of my favorite shows on Netflix.
Enter it where? Online, right? 1037kissfm.com?
Yep, right on our website, front page. All right. What Would DZ Do? Coming up next, involving wanting to quit social media.
Mm-hmm.
I dare you.
Don't dare me. Don't tempt me.
Woo, KISS FM. You want to win an iPad?
Yeah.
Like, maybe you want to win an iPad like Danielle and Franklin or Stephanie and Brookfield. Your chance coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Your name literally could be called next. And we say, you won this iPad.
Boom. So that's exciting. And then next week, we're going to start having tickets to our VIP area again at the State Fair when Ludacris comes, because we're going to have our own area and we're taking you with us.
Come party with us VIP to see Ludacris at the State Fair. Dog, when is that? The 11th of August, right? Mm-hmm. Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure.
And honest to God, it'll start on Monday, the winning for that. So
yeah, buddy.
Today we're giving away iPads. Next week, we're giving away tickets to our VIP area.
VIP!
At State Fair.
Move!
That's
get
right,
out
baby.
The way.
It's going to be a good time. And it's going to be here in like a month.
ASAP.
So get ready.
Real ASAP.
Okay. Coming up next, it's Am I the Jerk? This one involves a woman who went through her husband's pants and he got mad about it. But why is she going through his pants?
Hey, we'll find out, I guess.
She had a good reason. Let her live. Kiss FM.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter.
This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.